The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kurt Benrood for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio described performance and movies that are available with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow later in the show. Upcoming plays, we'll start with Raleigh or Cary. We've got Murder for Two at the North Carolina Theater, played in the Fletcher Opera Theater on Saturday, April 27th at 2 p.m. Next is Four Weddings and an Elvis by Cary Players in the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, May 5th, 3 p.m. Users of audio description can get a second free ticket for their driver or companion. Pippin at Raleigh Little Theater in the Sutton Theater on Sunday, June 9th, 3 p.m. Also, users of audio description can get a free second ticket for their driver or companion. The Somewhat True Story of Robin Hood by the Cary Youth Applause Theater in the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, May 19th at 5:30 p.m. Annie at North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, July 27th at 2 p.m. In Durham or Chapel Hill, we've got Tyler Perry's Medea's Farewell Play Tour at the DPAC, that's the Durham Performing Arts Center, on Tuesday, April 30th, 7:30 p.m. Durham Ballet's Aladdin at the Carolina Theater on Friday, May 17th, 6:30 p.m. Hello, Dolly at the DPAC on Saturday, May 25th, 2 p.m. Cats at the DPAC on Saturday, June 8th, 8 o'clock p.m. In Greensboro and Winston-Salem, we have Man of La Mancha at the Triad Stage on Saturday, May 18th, 2 p.m. And in Fayetteville, we have Memphis at the Cape Fear Regional Theater on Saturday, May 18th, also at 2 p.m. Moving over to movies just now, the following theaters show movies with audio description. These are all Regal Cinemas. North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh. Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway in Raleigh. The Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive in Chapel Hill. The Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cadabou Avenue in Cary. The Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive in Apex. And the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East in Garner. Now, Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters. I'm going to let you know which ones are available and which theaters they're in. You will want to call this number to get showtimes. Call the number 844-462-7342 and simply follow the menu prompts. And the number again is 844-462-7342. So, what have they got? Well, we've got Penguins playing at all of these theaters except the Timberline. That's the Crossroads in Cary, the Beaver Creek in Apex, North Hills and Briar Creek in Raleigh, and the White Oak in Garner. And Penguins is rated G. And next is the Curse of La Llorona, rated R, playing at all of these theaters. Those are two brand new ones just opening this week. Ones that have been around for a bit, there is After, rated PG-13, playing at every theater except the Timberline in Chapel Hill. Captain Marvel, rated R, playing at all of these theaters. Dumbo, rated PG, playing at all of these theaters except the Timberline. Hellboy, rated R, playing everywhere except Timberline. Hotel Mumbai, rated R, playing at the Crossroads in Kerry. How to Train Your Dragon, and this is a sequel, and so its subtitle is The Hidden World. It's rated PG, playing only at the Crossroads in Kerry. Little, rated PG-13, playing at all of these theaters. Missing Link, rated PG, playing at all of these theaters. Pet Sematary, rated R, playing at all of these theaters. Shazam, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. Unplanned, rated R, plays everywhere except for the Timberline. Us, rated R, plays everywhere except the Beaver Creek in Apex. And Us, incidentally, is rated R. And Wonder Park, rated PG, playing only at the Crossroads in Kerry. And once again, showtimes are available by calling 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. And then you simply follow the menu prompts. Well, let's take a closer look at the plays. Once again, we're going to start off with the Raleigh and Cary area. We've got Murder for Two at North Carolina Theater in the Fletcher Opera Theater on Saturday, April 27th at 2 p.m. Officer Moskowitz is a small-town policeman with dreams of making it to detective. One fateful night, shots ring out at the surprise birthday party. With the nearest detective an hour away, Marcus jumps at the chance to prove his sleuthing skills with the help of his silent partner, Lou. But who done it? The perfect blend of music, mayhem, and murder in this hilarious show. Two performers play 13 roles, not to mention the piano, in a witty and winking homage to old-fashioned murder mysteries. You won't want to miss this killer musical comedy. For tickets, you want to call 919-831-6941, extension 6944. That's 919-831-6941, extension 6944. And you can pay $29, or if you want a better seat, you can pay up to $77. Four Weddings and an Elvis by Cary Players at the Cary Arts Center in Cary on Sunday, May 5th at 3 p.m. Sandy, four times married, three times divorced, is the owner of a wedding chapel in Las Vegas. She has seen her fair share of matrimonies. In the hilarious Four Weddings and an Elvis, we witness four of her funniest. Tickets are $20 or $18 for students and seniors. You can call 919-462-2055. That's 919-462-2055. And that deal stands. It's users of audio description can get a second free ticket for their driver or companion. The Somewhat True Story of Robin Hood by Cary Youth Applause Theater in the Cary Arts Center will be on Sunday, May 19th at 5:30 p.m. A Legendary Legend by Mary Lynn Dobson. Our gallant Guy in Green leads his merry men in a bowling battle against Prince John and his scheming sheriff in this Monty Python-esque retelling. Poor Sherwood Forest will never be the same. This is directed by Ben Slate. Tickets cost $10. They do not do phone orders. You simply buy them at the door. And getting on into June, we've got Pippin at Raleigh Little Theater, and that is on Sunday, June 9th at 3 p.m. Meet Pippin, a young prince who longs to find passion and adventure in his life. To prove his loyalty to his distracted father, King Charles, Pippin goes on a death-defying journey to look for his purpose. He makes a grave mistake by killing his father to take over the throne. In the pursuit to right a wrong, Pippin struggles to decide whether he should settle down and pursue a peaceful life, or continue to make magic with the dazzling troupe of performers. Music and lyrics are by Stephen Schwartz, with book by Roger O. Hearson. This is directed by Patrick Torres. Adults are $28. Students and seniors are $24. For tickets, call 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. And users of audio description can get a second free ticket for their driver or companion. Annie at North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium is on Saturday, July 27th at 2 p.m. With equal measures of pluck and positivity, Little Orphan Annie charms everyone's hearts despite a next-to-nothing start in 1930s New York City. She is determined to find the parents who abandoned her years ago on the doorstep of a New York City orphanage that is run by the cruel, embittered Miss Hannigan. With the help of the other girls in the orphanage, Annie escapes to the wondrous world of New York City. In adventure after fun-filled adventure, Annie foils Miss Hannigan's evil schemes, befriends President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and finds a new home and family with billionaire Oliver Warbucks. Tickets run $25.15 through $103.15, and you can make reservations by calling 919-831-6941, extension 6944. That's 919-831-6941. Extension 6944. Moving over to the Durham or Chapel Hill side of things, a new listing here is Tyler Perry's Madea's Farewell Play Tour at the DPAC on Tuesday, April 30th, 7:30 p.m. with Tyler Perry, Tamala Mann, David Mann, and Cassie Davis. Tyler Perry recently announced that he would bring the Madea franchise to a halt with a final movie. But before Perry leaves, he would like to give Madea fans a proper goodbye with Madea's Farewell Play Tour. Perry made headlines last month when he announced he would be hanging up Madea's wig in 2019, with the expected final stage play and the upcoming film, Madea's Family Funeral, being released by Lionsgate on March 1st, 2019. Tyler Perry's Madea's Farewell Play Tour will be Perry's 21st stage play. In addition to Perry, the play will star Tamala Mann, David Mann, and Cassie Davis Patton. Tickets run $234. So I won't be there. But if you wish to make a reservation, call them at 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. Durham Ballet's Aladdin plays at Carolina Theater in Durham on Friday, May 17th at 6:30 p.m. Picture yourself in the days of camels and caravans, somewhere on the Silk Road, where the borders of China and ancient Arabia blur. Here on this very road we find a boy named Aladdin. His mother despairs that Aladdin might never make something of himself. All he wants to do is play with his friends and the street urchins of the market. Aladdin is an original work first performed by Durham Ballet in 2009 at the Carolina Theater in Durham. It was the first show performed by Durham Ballet Theater, formerly Legacy Repertory Company. This year, on DBT's 10th anniversary, it seems only fitting that we perform the show that started it all. Our second year performing Aladdin, 2012, marked the fourth year in a row we performed a full-length ballet in the spring. That year, and every year subsequent, we were able to provide a free, special audiences show as a service to the community for special needs children and adults, their families, and caregivers. Our third year performing Aladdin, 2015, saw the addition of guest dancers George Sanders and Ruben Suarez, who took on the leading roles of Aladdin and the evil vizier. We are so excited to perform our version of this beautiful story for its fourth rotation in our repertoire. Tickets are $20. You can contact Durham Ballet Theater at 919-680-4363. That's 919-680-4363. Hello, Dolly plays at the DPAC on audio described performance is Saturday, May 25th at 2 p.m. Winner of four Tony Awards, including Best Revival. The Time Out New York says it is, in a word, perfection. Tony Award-winning Broadway legend Betty Buckley stars in Hello, Dolly, the universally acclaimed smash that NPR calls the best show of the year. Winner of four Tony Awards, including Best Musical Revival, director Jerry Zaks' gorgeous new production, so says Vogue, is making people crazy happy, so says the Washington Post. Breaking box office records week after week and receiving unanimous critical raves on Broadway, this Hello, Dolly pays tribute to the original work of legendary director-choreographer Gower Champion, hailed both then and now as one of the greatest stagings in musical theater history. Rolling Stone calls it a must-see event, a musical comedy dream. If you're lucky enough to score a ticket, you'll be seeing something historic. Wow, 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 indeed. Tickets are as low as $20 and as high as $300. And you can make reservations at 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. And sticking with the DPAC, all the way into June, on the 8th of June at 8 p.m., is Cats. Let the memory live again. Cats is back and better than ever, says the Huffington Post. Rediscover Cats, the beloved musical with breathtaking music, including one of the most treasured songs in musical theater, Memory, featuring new sound design, direction, and choreography for a new generation. Experience Cats for the first time as it begins a new life, or let it thrill you all over again. Tickets are $116 on up to $300, and the number to call is 919-680-2787. That number again, 919-680-2787. In Greensboro and Winston-Salem, the Triad Stage is producing Man of La Mancha, audio-described performance on Saturday, May 18th at 2 p.m., written by Dale Wasserman, music by Mitch Lee, lyrics by Joe Darien. Hear the wild winds of fortune. Your destiny calls and adventure awaits. A poet thrown into prison fears the Inquisitor. but the inmates demand their own kind of justice. The poet begins to tell a story of a mad knight determined to achieve his impossible dreams, join the quest, and reach the unreachable star. The director tells us that as a kid, his parents took him to the Parkway Playhouse to see Dixie Carter play Aldonza. He says, "I spent my life savings on the cast album at Record Bar and soon knew every lyric from start to finish. As I've grown older, my love for this musical has only deepened. Its meta-theatricality seems as revolutionary now as when it took Broadway by storm. Its call to change the world no matter what still rings true, and producing it at Triad Stage is a long-held dream. Tickets run between $10 and $75. No information on how to call in, but once again, that's off in May, so we'll have that in the next program. And finally, in Sand Hills or Fayetteville, and this particular one is in Fayetteville, at the Cape Fear Regional Theater, we have Memphis on Saturday, May 18th at 2 p.m. Memphis is the birthplace of rock and roll, inspired by the actual events of one of the first white DJs to showcase African-American music on the radio. This high-octane musical will have you jumping out of your seat. Don't miss this uplifting and entertaining hit from the creative team of last season's blockbuster, Dreamgirls. Music and lyrics by David Bryan. Book and lyrics by Joe DiPietro. Directed by Suzanne Agins, choreographed by Eleanor Scott. Who will love it? Fans of high-energy musicals, nonstop dancing and stories about bravery and love set against a backdrop of changing civil rights. They rate this PG-13. Their tickets run between $19 and $32. Call 910-323-4234. Extension 229, that's 910-323-4234, extension 229. And now we'll take a look at the movies to get their preview information. We've got Penguins, rated G, runs an hour and 16 minutes. Disney Nature's all-new feature film Penguins is a coming-of-age story about an Adelie penguin named Steve, who joins millions of fellow males in the icy Antarctic spring on a quest to build a suitable nest, find a life partner, and start a family. None of it comes easily for him, especially considering he's targeted by everything from killer whales to leopard seals who unapologetically threaten his happily ever after. This is a documentary nature film. The Curse of La Llorona, rated R for violence and terror, runs an hour and 33 minutes. In 1970s Los Angeles, La Llorona is stalking the night and the children. Ignoring the eerie warning of a troubled mother suspected of child endangerment, a social worker and her own small kids are soon drawn into a frightening supernatural realm. Their only hope to survive La Llorona's deadly wrath may be a disillusioned priest and the mysticism he practices to keep evil at bay, on the fringes where fear and faith collide. It's a horror movie. Now to the more current movies, we've got After, rated PG-13 for sexual content and some college partying, runs 106 minutes. Based on Anna Todd's best-selling novel, which became a publishing sensation on social storytelling platform Wattpad. After follows Tessa, a dedicated student, dutiful daughter, and loyal girlfriend to her high school sweetheart, as she enters her first semester in college. Armed with grand ambitions for her future, her guarded world opens up when she meets the dark and mysterious Hardin Scott, a magnetic, brooding rebel who makes her question all she thought she knew about herself and what she wants out of life. And this is a romance drama. Hellboy is rated R for gore throughout, strong bloody violence and language. It runs 2 hours and 1 minute. Hellboy is back, and he's on fire. From the pages of Mike Mignola's seminal work, this action-packed story sees the legendary half-demoned superhero called to the English countryside to battle a trio of rampaging giants. There he discovers the Blood Queen Nimue, a resurrected ancient sorceress thirsting to avenge a past betrayal. Suddenly, caught in a clash between the supernatural and the human, Hellboy is now hell-bent on stopping Nimue without triggering the end of the world. And this is a fantasy science fiction action adventure. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World is rated PG, runs 1 hour and 45 minutes. As Hiccup fulfills his dream of creating a peaceful dragon utopia, Toothless discovery of an untamed, elusive mate draws the Night Fury away. When danger mounts at home and Hiccup's reign as village chief is tested, both dragon and rider must make impossible decisions to save their kind. This is an animation movie. Little is rated PG-13 for some suggestive content. It runs 109 minutes. Jordan, played by Regina Hall, is a take-no-prisoners tech mogul who torments her long-suffering assistant April, played by Issa Rae, and the rest of her employees on a daily basis. Soon she faces an unexpected threat to her personal life and career when she magically transforms into a 13-year-old version of herself, played by Marseille Martin. Right before a do-or-die presentation, Jordan will now need to rely on April more than ever if April is willing to stop treating Jordan like a 13-year-old child who has an attitude problem. This is a comedy, fantasy, romance. And Missing Link is rated PG. It's 1 hour, 36 minutes. Mr. Link is 8 feet tall, weighs 630 pounds, and covered in fur. But don't let his appearance fool you. He's funny, sweet, and adorably literal, making him the world's most lovable legend at the heart of Missing Link, the globe-trotting family adventure from LAIKA or Leica. And this is a comedy, action, adventure, animation. And guess what, friends and neighbors? We are running out of time for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. I'm Kurt Benroot for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Hope you've enjoyed it. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. Feel free to call on in, and don't forget, maybe we'll see each other at the movies or the theater.